Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I'm trying to figure out how to move my body because Zoom sometimes does the reverse camera thing. Sometimes it doesn't. No song because it's from home and it's playing on my computer in my headphones. I'm here. Dan Rourke is here. Dan, how you doing?
Dude, I'm doing pretty good. I think the last time we spoke was before a West Coast trip. And I said this last time, I'm a big fan of them. Like my whole day, I was able to go about my business with ease, knowing I get a baseball game at 9:40 Eastern time. So, bro, I'm chilling.
Yeah, I am excited for the week coming up, that West Coast series.
Yeah.
But tonight feels kind of nice because I could use to going to sleep early, but it's fine.
The vibes are back too, at least with me, Mr. Like Optimism. It feels like, yo, all is right in the world again. 3-game winning streak, hopefully 4 by the end of the night.
Yeah.
Feel good about the Yankees again.
I'm in a good spot. I mean, the end of the series, we can be right back there, but 3 wins in a row. Mm-hmm. Like quality wins too, do it for the most part, like doing it both sides of the ball, getting enough hits up and down the lineup. You were at one of them.
I went to Monday's. That was Monday, right? Yeah.
The Scherzer game.
Where Herman outdueled Scherzer. That was a good time. Yeah. I lost my voice a little bit. I'm 95% recovered from it. But if that's why I'm a little raspy, it's because that game.
It was a good game. That was a good game. Exciting. Mm-hmm. Literally the last 3 wins, all 4-2. Like good games.
Yeah.
I'll take it. That brings us to tonight's game. I'm going to tell you the lineup. I don't know if you've seen it. Andrew Benintendi in the leadoff spot again. That's been kind of a new development. We'll talk about that in a minute. Aaron Judge batting second, playing center field. Giancarlo Stanton makes his return. He's batting third. He will DH tonight. Anthony Rizzo is in the four hole, playing first base. Gleyber batting fifth, playing second. Josh Donaldson is at third. Oswaldo Cabrera, today he is in right field, batting seventh. Trevino bats eighth, and IKF playing shortstop, batting ninth. That leaves a bench of DJ LeMahieu, Kyle Higashioka, somebody else.
Bro, this is like this is not the most like Yankee thing ever to do, where like you get Stanton back and you kind of think the Yankees gonna see our best lineup we've seen in a while, and then of course they rest DJ.
Yeah,
I think they always do that, bro. When you think you might get the best possible lineup, but I guess for the guys that are in it, it's nice. It's definitely surprising to see Stanton batting third and not having Rizzo break up Judge and Stanton.
Yeah,
I like it. I love Benintendi at a leadoff spot. When I first saw the lineup, I was pumped. I'm like, all right, word. I guess something I've been wondering: are they gonna keep DJ in more so like the heart of the order, keep Benny at the top, which has been working greatly lately. So it's nice to see Stanton at the top. Get a little worried about Gleyber and Donaldson following Rizzo. So, I'd say hopefully the offense comes mostly from, not hopefully, but probably the offense comes from the top four.
Yeah, I was very curious going into today what the lineup would be with DJ in it. And, of course, I should have known him or Benny would just be sitting today or something. But it's fine. At some point, we'll see what their idea is there. Because I'm interested in seeing like keeping Benny at the top, and if because it's Stan, like how do you put, if you put DJ fifth, that's tough.
The, like, when I was writing out the lineups, I had DJ fifth, which feels weird, but like I'm so persuaded by the way Benny's looked out of the top of the lineup lately that I'm kind of like have a little bit of recency bias with it. I will say also it's so funny because I've been very calm about the Yankees struggles they've had like the previous 3 weeks before, the last 3 days. And it finally got to the point where I was starting to panic a little bit when it got under an 8-game lead. I think it got as small as like 7, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, bro, I'm like after those 3 wins, I'm immediately right back and just get me to October mode where I don't even like care in a way about the series. Cause I assume
it's like, let's just win enough games. But
I assume they're going to take 3 out of 4 from Oakland. Like I just assume I'm back to,
like it should be the expectation. I'm pretty much with you. I didn't freak out too much until like we got to that last Toronto game.
Toronto series freaked me out a little
bit. It was when they were facing the 4-game sweep, and it was like, if they lose this game, it's down to 6. It's like, shit.
Yeah, that would have been good.
That's like a bad feeling. I mean, it's like, all right, the next like week of games, we got to win.
Yeah.
It's all good. I've stumbled into, I mean, I guess the reason they're doing Stanton 3, Rizzo 4 is just because that bottom half of the order has not been anything. I want to get Stanton some strikes. I'm assuming that's what that's about.
But that's, I mean, I guess so. But like, to me, that's what I would do. I would do the opposite because I'm more so concerned about, well, I think Rizzo has looked a little better the last few games. One of the things I was really excited about Stanton's return outside of him just, you know, being back in the lineup was just Rizzo getting more pitches to hit. Yeah. And providing protection for Rizzo. So, I mean, it's interesting, but also at the same time, like, I'm not going to get too worked up over like the lineman because it's
very confusing. To, like, we know DJ's not in there.
Yeah. I'd like to see what with DJ in there.
Yeah. I'm literally just curious what they're thinking because Benny's looked so good. The more up top he's been, he's like hot now.
Which let me say, BBD, seeing you tweeted about him the other day, right? You brought up his last like 15 games.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That made my day seeing that. I was like, because I was, you know, at the time, like very quickly, the trade deadline's feeling good. Like a week ago, you know, Montas not pitching well, Benintendi not hitting at least the way he has been.
Yeah.
The bullpen pieces have been nice, but the two main pieces, you know, Benny and Montas weren't looking good. But now I think we can all kind of say that. Feeling somewhat good.
Yeah, certainly feeling good about Benny and what he brings to the table. And if Montas, if his next start's good, I think everyone's in a good place with him. And if, and I guess if not, then it kind of gets bad. He's again. I guess that brings us to the pitching path to victory. Jameson Taillon starts for the Yankees and the bullpen off day yesterday. Everyone should be good to go. Yeah.
And let me say, Taillon's got to just pitch well tonight, homie. I mean, I like him a lot, and I think he's better than he's been the last, like, 2 months. But it's the Oakland A's. Like, you kind of just have to, like, at the very least, dude, like, throw a quality start. 6 innings, 3 earned, which, you know, he's been better, I feel like, lately a little bit. Like, average, in a way.
Yeah, he had, like, a stretch of bad, and he's been at least fine for a little while. I'd love for him to get hot, especially with Nestor hitting the IL.
Are you concerned about that? I'm full. I know they said it's great too, but just the fact that he apparently got the injury and then pitched another 5 innings on top of that and pitched well, I kind of like, it's kind of screams.
I'm not worried about him like coming back whenever he comes back, not being good. They were going to find some way to limit his innings anyway. I wish it wasn't this. I don't think it's fully a phantom thing. And they said, yeah, and I'm saying grade 2.
Yeah, I'm now.
Can't worry too much about it.
Hello.
You are.
Yo, you got me now? Okay, well, sorry about that. That was the Bork family internet cutting out.
Happens. Wow. Once again, like everyone's good to go. So we have our pick of the litter at the back end of the bullpen. So I have no idea who's like
that with
the
bullpen budget. Did you post that? You're just looking at like previous box scores or something.
I'm looking, if you go to Fangraphs roster resource, they have like a number of pitches per day thing. It's a little shorter like recency than what Smythe does, but it gives you enough to figure out what today will be. And Weissert's coming up. He looks like your internet might be bugging. No, you're good. Weissert's up. I imagine he gets involved in this game. And I'm assuming that's how you say his name.
Weissert.
Yeah, I think Weissert. This is what it says. This is how it's spelled. Ron has been great. Would love to get him involved.
I feel like we'll see Lil Weissert, especially with how he's been pitching lately. That's promising to see, by the way. Like, that's something I'm really excited about.
Is he getting the 9th today, you think?
I would say yes, but like, at some point, you do got to just get Chapman back in there. I was almost kind of surprised that I didn't get a bad performance out of the closer spot his last time out there, but
yeah,
I was kind of surprised they didn't use him at all in the Mets series. They just not have faith in him again suddenly.
Yeah,
if it's a close game,
he very quickly got back in timeout.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, he hasn't pitched since the 19th. I would say,
assuming we get like,
yes, you go to Loisica considering they did the other day. Yeah, probably Loisica probably gets the 9th. Chapman, if it's a close game, I figure would get like the 7th or the 8th. But yeah, I guess Loisica the 9th.
I'm guessing Chapman would only get involved in like a bad spot. I want to see.
Just, wasn't it just one bad game? Or am I mistaken? He had that bad outing
second
against.
One? He got. They like have quotes saying he's like in timeout, basically. It's just tough. I'm assuming working backwards, the Weiser for the ninth, Ron for the eighth. Let's see Weissert in the seventh. Why not? But literally everyone's available, so it could very easily be Trevino. It could be Wandy. Everyone should be good to go.
Yeah.
And that gets us to Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Homer Draft is brought to you by Seat Geek. If you're in the Oakland area, you still got time to attend this game. You can get $20 off your first order with code PREGAME at SeatGeek. Green bubbles indicate a good seat. Red bubbles indicate a bad seat, bad value. And they've got like the colors and scoring system all in there.
I use SeatGeek to get my tickets on Monday, and I got the greenest deal ever. All my friends were stoked, and I looked so cool because I used code PREGAME, and it got us some dope ass seats. So SeatGeek, SeatGeek's on my good side.
They're on my good side too. And you know what else is on your good side? The Homer Draft. You get the first selection tonight.
First selection. Well, I'm not going to go Giancarlo Stan. And the reason for that is I'm totally expecting a little bit of IL Russ. Typically he has that. So I think, you know, tonight, if I had to predict, we'll probably have three strikeouts tonight. And that's totally fine. He may look rusty for the next week or so. So I'm not going to go with Stan. I'm going to go with Aaron Judge. And the reason one is he's Aaron Judge. And two, I was texting with Jake this morning. I made a prediction. We were talking about do we think Judge is going to break Maris? And I gave him an exact number, 66. He is currently, I think, on pace for 63, I believe.
I think so.
We kind of have to up that a little bit if we're going to match my prediction. So I have Judge going deep tonight.
I like that. If straight up, audience, I don't think we're going to have pregame shows for every game this series because the weekend slate. Because of that, I think my picks, I believe in Glaber to clip one, and then I will take Stanton in his return. Because if I didn't, and we don't end up doing four pregame shows, and I saved him, and he does homer tonight, I'll be in a bad place because I want him to.
Yeah. Homer. Yeah. No, I mean, you can never really go wrong picking Stanton.
I haven't gotten to pick him in so long. So I will take Stanton. I have Glaber and Stanton. You have Aaron Judge. Who will be your second pick?
Second pick for his first ever big league homer. That's Waldo Cabrera's going deep. He's going to pull it to right center.
Ooh.
It's going to go 300. And I mean, I don't know the dimensions of the Oakland Coliseum, but I'm going to say it's going to go 394 feet. Oswaldo Cabrera to right center, first big league homer. So I got Judge and Oswaldo.
I like that. I'm ready for him to run into one because the dude has pop. Like,
yeah,
he's been swinging a good stick all the way through the minors. The last couple of years,
20 plus homers last year in the minors, and dude, he really does have a nice swing. It's only been 10 games, hasn't translated too well to the big leagues, but like, even on the outs he's making, like his swing, he doesn't look helpless at the plate.
He isn't making like terrible contact. He has like, he had like one like strikeout where he got a little bit, which is fine. I think pretty soon he's going to like break out with the bat. And I'm really happy the Yankees have been giving him an honest to God chance.
If there's any chance he starts at short in the postseason, or you think we're just full IKF? Because I've given up on Peraza at this point.
It sounds like no Peraza.
October, you think there's... Yeah, I don't think there's going to be Peraza, but it'd be interesting to see if, because he looked pretty comfortable at short.
Yeah, I think if Oswaldo gets hot at all, he would have my support.
Same.
I can't say I think it will happen, but I'm interested. I really like him. And that brings us to the over-under, which tonight is 7.5. And I'm telling you, I will take the under because they're going to win 4-2 again, obviously.
Okay, so the line's at 7.5.
7.5, Chamo and James Caprellian.
Oh, shout out James.
Feels like they're trying to bait and switch
us. He's the man.
He's awesome. I think, met him in Arizona.
Dude, yeah, he's the man. I think we're going over 7.5. I think today is like a 9-2 Yankees win with JMO pitching well. Couple, you know, maybe 2-3 run homers coming tonight out of the Yankees lineup. Mm. A couple other RBIs. Yeah, 9-2.
Over. I'd allow that.
Yeah. Before that, that's cool with the world of BBD, a 9-2 Yankees victory.
I think it would have my support. Do you have any premonitions before we get out of here?
Do I have any premonitions? I was just watching the Jeter doc for the second time tonight. So to give IKF a little love, I think he's going to make a dope-ass play in the hole. Not exactly Jeter-esque, but something where he makes either a diving stop or like a long-range shot stop in the hole. Makes a good throw to first base, and we're all like, it's a highlight worthy of being posted to Talking Yanks. That's my premonition tonight.
I think, obviously, Weissert, rookie, his first game with the Yankees. We probably get some shot of him in that Oakland bullpen. It's on the field. And I think they're probably – he's going to be getting, like, talked to by some vet. My guess will be Lou Trevino. Yeah. They're going to be chatting.
I like
that. Or, I mean, it could be Ron or – if Clark's hanging out there, someone, because he knows them, but Trevino, I'd love to see him giving the kid a lesson. Like he played an
intel on Ron this past weekend. Whether or not it's true, I have no idea, but I take my friend's word for it. Cause you know, he is from my hometownish area of Tom's River.
That's true.
And he went to Tom's River North, where all my boys went to. Yeah. So my boy Mike, I was talking to, he was saying how the baseball coach for North, forget his name, Ron was talking to him, and I mean, this isn't even that big of an information. I don't even know, but Ron was just talking to him how the Yankees are planning on him going to the spring next year as a starter. And that surprised me because I didn't know any of Ron's like prior like history. Is he a starter before?
I mean, I assume he started in some capacity in the minor leagues, but interested to look into it.
Yeah, that's what he said. Apparently, he's going into next year with aspirations to be a starter, which interesting. I don't think it's gonna happen, but interesting.
Yeah, his last year with us, the last year he started was 2017.
That was BS. Then I told my boy that, yeah, no way.
Yeah, it looks like that was also in college. I don't think he's made a start in the pros.
That's what I was saying. I was like, is that Ron's plan or is that the Yankees' plan? Like, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Interesting. Fascinated. Love me some Ron. Love me some Dan Rourke. Love me some pregame show. Man. Everyone enjoy the game tonight. Stay up late. Have a blast. It's Friday tomorrow anyway. You don't got to do work.
Yeah. It's Friday.
Good
time. Let's go Yanks.
Go Yanks.
What a weird angle.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.